Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Ditch Decade Diets podcast. I am your host, Lorna Perozzo, certified food freedom coach and founder of the Ditch Decade Diets Academy. I've spent 10 years in an unhealthy relationship with food, binge eating, over-exercising, and feeling insecure in my body. This podcast is all about helping you get to the root of your food struggles and teaching you how to rewire your brain so you can end binge eating. If you're ready to improve your relationship with food and cultivate more self-love towards yourself and your health, this is the podcast for you. So let's get to it and jump right in. You say you are so beyond ready to stop binge eating. You want it more than anything. You're ready to end it for good, but you don't actually believe that you can stop your binge eating. So then you tell yourself, oh, it's so hard. I'm different. Well, I tried so many different things. You look at your past and, you know, all the times that you've tried a diet and you couldn't stick to the diet and you use that as evidence for why you can't conquer binge eating. I don't know if I can do this. I can't trust myself around sweets. I can't trust myself around trigger foods. And that mindset is exactly why you keep having a few binge-free days and then reverting back to old habits and end up binging again because, well, it's probably not possible for me. Well, probably can't do it. Maybe other people can conquer binge eating, but I can't. It's too hard. Like, I can't do this. And I see you. You're having a few good days with food. Even a few weeks. Like, I know you've gone through a few days and even a few weeks without binging. But then what ends up happening is your mind creeps in. And your mind starts playing these games and your mind's like freaking out a little bit, like, wait. Like, this isn't possible for me. Like, this isn't who I am. Like, having good days with food, like, what? No, I have to mess up somehow. And you automatically start thinking about, oh, well, another binge is around the corner. Yeah, well, you know, I haven't binged for 3 days, but I'll probably binge tomorrow. Or, okay, I didn't binge this week, but like next week I'm probably gonna binge. And then you don't even bother celebrating the fact that you haven't binged for a few days. You end up sabotaging because you're like, well, I still believe I'm a binge eater. And like, this is what I do. I'm not consistent. I sabotage. This is who I am. You believe that you're somebody who's not consistent. You believe that you're somebody who can't stop binge eating. You believe that you're somebody who's addicted to sweets and sugar. You believe that you're somebody who can't do this. You believe that you're somebody that can't control yourself around food. And then you wonder why you can't go longer than a few weeks without having a binge because you don't believe that you can do it. Your identity is, I'm a binge eater. I'm a self-sabotager. I'm not consistent. I'm a failure. That is not you. That's not you. I know deep down that's not you. So imagine you actually started cultivating belief. You started believing in yourself. You started shifting your identity away from being a binge eater. You would start having consistent weeks, months without binging. And you're like, yep, this is my norm. You could literally be home alone. Your partner literally leaves, gets in the car and is going out the driveway. And you don't even have a single thought in your mind of, oh, this is a good time for me to binge. You don't even think those thoughts anymore. You're like, it's normal for me to be home alone and not binge. When you're, you know, at the office and your coworker brings in donuts because it's their birthday and they're like, well, I don't know, maybe they wouldn't bring themselves donuts if it's their birthday, but maybe your boss brings in donuts and it's like, let's celebrate Susan's birthday. And normally in the past, you're like, oh, see, I can't trust myself. Oh my God, I'm just going to binge. But now, because you have so much self-belief in yourself and you've shifted your identity out of I'm a binge eater, now you actually have so much self-belief that you can control yourself, you can have sweets without spiraling out of control, you can conquer binge eating, you literally can have the donut with full control because you don't get into the all or nothing mentality. You don't say, well, you know, I'm probably just going to binge. You don't say those thoughts to yourself anymore. When somebody says, hey, do you want to go out for dinner? You go out for dinner and then you actually get the dessert and you're sitting there with your friends and you're laughing and you're enjoying the brownie with ice cream because it's literally like the best combination of like the warm brownie with the cold ice cream, and like you're enjoying it. You don't have any guilt and you just move on with your night. Again, you don't have the all or nothing mentality. You don't believe like you're doing anything wrong. You don't believe that you're messing up. You don't see this as a failure. You're like, heck yeah, I'm proud of myself for being able to eat this without guilt. I'm proud of myself for saying yes to going out with my friends versus staying at home and isolating myself. You know that cheesy quote? It's not really cheesy, but I mean like that quote, whether you believe you can or you believe you can't, you're right. And it's so freaking true. The clients that I work with that come in, and even if they have a wobbly self-belief, right, of like, oh, I don't know, like it, I don't know if I can do this. I help them shift that. And I've seen it so like firsthand, especially I'm working with a client right now inside of the academy. And, you know, she had this belief of like, you know, I want to believe that I can do it, but like, I just don't know. And we've really been working on her belief and creating evidence for why she can trust herself. And literally she just had her birthday. She celebrated her birthday and she was able to have an amazing time with her partner and actually fully enjoy it, being present without binging, without spiraling out of control, and without even coming back home and being like, oh, all or nothing mentality. She had another car long journey after work the other day, and you know, again, she was catching up with her partner. She was, you know, talking about her work week, all the things. She was putting on music. She was looking at the beautiful views around her. Like, she didn't dive straight into the food. She had her sandwich. She ate it slowly, mindfully, right? And, like, this is it. Like, she's living her life. She didn't sit there eating the entire way, which, again, that used to be something that she used to do. She used to bring sweets and all the food and feel like she needed to eat it because it's there. But that was because she considered herself, I'm a binge eater. This is just what I do. Oh yeah, I always binge on long car rides. I always binge at night. I can do well all day and I binge at night. You are robbing yourself when you are identifying yourself as somebody who's a binge eater. You are robbing yourself if you don't actually believe that you can, because I am here to tell you, you absolutely freaking can, and you're binge eating for good. For good, sustainably, and never binge again. So shifting your mindset, shifting your beliefs, stepping into the version of yourself who no longer binges will change everything for you. And this is why I created my new program, Master Your Mind for a Binge-Free Life, where I'm going to help you go from having these like random binge-free days to normalizing binge-free months. You're so confident in your ability to end binge eating and you have so much self-belief in yourself. You no longer get into the all or nothing mentality if you've had some chocolate. You no longer let a binge define you. You get back up. You trust the process, knowing that you are rewiring your brain every single day. You are building up self-trust every single day, and you are on your freaking way to ending binge eating for good. This program is really for you. If you want to stop the all or nothing roller coaster, sabotaging, you want to stop having these like random binge-free days. And again, you want to feel so confident that you can be somebody who no longer binges. And in this program, I'm going to teach you exactly what to do so that you can have the evidence. You can literally have evidence of like, oh my gosh, like this is happening for me. Like I said, my academy client, when she first came to me, she's like, I know that I want to stop binge eating and I want to believe that I can, but like, I don't know. It's so hard to actually believe it because the evidence that I have right now is like, I can't do it. And that's okay if you're there right now, but I'm going to shift that for you. And like I said, because I've really helped this client shift her limiting beliefs, work on the identity piece, and actually take a different action so that she can have a different result, aka stopping when she's full, having these snacks in the car without binging, being able to eat at night without binging. That's because we worked on her limiting beliefs. We shifted her beliefs. And now she's actually believing like, holy freaking moly, like I can actually do this. I can actually do this. And you can do this as well too. You can do this as well too. So this program is going to change everything for you. And this is going to create so much evidence for I am not different. I can absolutely conquer binge eating. And I, like I said, when you believe you can actually conquer binge eating, you will. When you believe I can trust myself around trigger foods, you will. When you believe you're somebody who can stop eating when you're full, you will. When you don't believe you can do those things, guess what? You're not even going to take action because you're like, oh, there's not even a point. I'm not going to be able to conquer. There's not even a point of not getting into my urges. Okay, well, I didn't binge for 2 days, but like I'm still a binge eater and I'm not going to conquer. So like, even though I had two binge-free days, I'm not even going to celebrate them because I'm just going to binge again tomorrow. We're going to shift those beliefs, baby. We're going to shift those beliefs. So this program is happening at the end of the month. It is on early bird pricing right now. So you do save $164. I know in my heart, in my soul, like literally down to my freaking bones, that this is going to be the program that changes everything for you. This is the program everybody needs. You know what to do. You know what to do. You know you shouldn't give in to your urges. You know you need to release food guilt. You know you gotta stop sabotaging yourself. You know you gotta get out of the all or nothing mentality. You know that. But why aren't you doing it? Because there's a disconnect. Because you don't believe you can actually conquer binge eating. You don't actually believe that you are somebody who can end this and actually feel free with food. Like, you don't actually believe that. So imagine your results when you actually believe that you can conquer. You're going to turn your random, sporadic binge-free days here and there to consistent binge-free months. You're going to become somebody who is so confident that you're never going to binge again. And I'm so excited for this program. So you can just DM me on Instagram, Master Your Mind. DM me on Instagram, Master Your Mind. I will send you all the details. I am so freaking excited. This program is going to be literally next level. It is going to wipe away all your limiting beliefs. It is going to be incredible. So I cannot wait to see you inside. And yeah, have an amazing rest of your day, you guys. And I cannot wait to help you master your mind for a binge-free life.